Yes, grab a cup, grab a seat. Welcome on in to Coffee and Cornbread. It's Monday, and after hearing the word sloppy quite a bit this weekend, here's your Monday motivation. I thought it stuck really well. So here we go. Not everything's going to look good the first time. Sometimes you're going to make mistakes. Sometimes you're going to have a sloppy day. Sometimes you're going to walk away knowing you could have been better. Well, the important part is what happens next. Don't waste today. Don't waste today beating yourself up over yesterday. Don't do it. Figure out what went wrong, clean it up, and get back to work. Progress isn't about never being sloppy. It's about refusing to stay sloppy. New week, clean slate. Let's have a week. Now let's catch you up on everything you missed around the barn. Auburn held its first major scrimmage of fall camp. That will be the main narrative of today's episode for sure. We'll start and end with that. And with all the confidence surrounding DJ Durkin's defense, Kyle Rush had one thing he wanted to hear afterwards: offensive fireworks. Because after what Auburn fans have watched offensively for the last several years, maybe the best possible camp storyline is Byron Brown. And this offense finally gives the defense some problems.
I'm going to be honest, and I'm not even really joking when I say this. And I think it's because I'm so confident in the defense that I don't really care what comes out of practice, you know, barring like a bunch of injuries. But I want some offensive fireworks. I don't know how you can really have a super balanced scrimmage and like the offense do well and score points. Like, I don't know how it can be balanced, because, you know, what if I make a big, have a big play, and then I have a sack on the next play, and then I have a big play, and then I potentially have an interception. Like, that doesn't equal points on the board. So no matter what happens, if it could be the most equal, literally success offense, success defense on alternate plays, it's still going to look bad on the offense. I wouldn't care if it was just the offense torched the defense, because I know DJ Durkin is going to use that for fuel, and the offense got a taste of it on Wednesday with that big touchdown play in that very, very short 11-on-11 period. You know, obviously Byron connecting with Jeremiah Koger for that deep, beautiful touchdown pass. They got a taste of it. I know they're going to want to go get some more. We need that narrative. We need to hear that. We need to hear that the offense is winning. As an Auburn fan, that would soothe the soul, I think, when it's been absolute putrid offensive outputs year after year after year. I think everybody would sleep well tonight if the headline tomorrow is Byron Brown torches the defense in Auburn's first fall scrimmage. I think everybody would celebrate. There's going to be some that'll be like, oh man, our defense stinks, and you know, whatever. I don't think there's going to be any issue with the defense, and I have no doubt that they'll be able to correct anything that were to happen negatively after the scrimmage today. I want to see everybody be healthy. I do want to see some offensive fireworks. I want to see if, you know, Stanton Ramil is out there and he's healthy. I know he got a little bit dinged up on, I guess, Wednesday. Want to see if you hear much about potentially some position battles at corner. I think that number two corner is maybe still up for grabs. What that safety and nickel rotation looks like, maybe some of the interior defensive line. Does Cody Sigler go, or do they kind of hold him out just as a precaution? All the things that we've been taking notes of while being at practice, but definitely want to see some offensive fireworks. Let me know what y'all think.
And I get where he's coming from. We don't need another fall camp where every report is about how dominant Auburn's defense looks while the offense struggles to move the football. I understand it's important for your defense to look good too. Don't get me wrong, but we already believe in DJ Durkin's defense. What I want to know is whether Byron Brown and Alex Golish can finally change what Auburn football looks like offensively. what we've already heard about Brown connecting with Jeremiah Koger, that 70-yard touchdown. Now I want to hear about Jeremiah Cobb breaking a big run. We did see that on social media. It looked good. I want to hear that on offensive line, how they held up. I want explosive plays. And if the offense wins a scrimmage, I'm not suddenly panicking about the defense. Not me personally. I don't know about you, but I'm not at all. So I'm getting excited that Auburn might finally have an offense capable of pushing a really good defense around every single day. Because if they can do that against DJ Durkin's group, that's when things start getting interesting. Because I can tell you right now that there are, at the very minimum, the floor, more than half, of the schools you're going to play in SEC play this year are not as good as defense as Auburn. And if this offense is pushing around this defense, or at least putting up with it, you're in a really good spot. Well, we wanted offensive fireworks from Auburn's fall scrimmage. Byron Brown delivered one of the biggest plays of the day during Village Vice, live Village Vice on Friday. Zach started getting live updates inside the scrimmage, and the biggest one was Byron taking one off for a 60-yard touchdown.
Oh, I missed the most important thing. I'm so sorry. Hold on. I missed the most important thing. The first thing he sent me, we're out in the scrimmage portion, Brown 60-yard run for a touchdown. 60. That's what he said.
Let's let that sink in a little bit. What? Say it again. Sounds good.
He sent me, we're out in the scrimmage portion, Brown 60-yard run for a touchdown.
Okay.
And then I'm like, was it electric? Mom. He said, yeah, but there's virtually no one here. So.
Man. All right.
And then he just sent me, whoever 19 is, just led the threes to a TD with multiple passes to 83 and 87.
Reese Brush is 19.
Who's 87? Remind
DJ
me.
DJ Broughton.
And then 83 is Newsom.
Newsom. So that's maybe the threes or.
Yeah.
Okay. Those are good notes. Those are good notes. There's going to be a lot more reaction from the scrimmage today as we go along too. Reb Barnbooster, who cares how much you bench? Not me. I can't do it. Who cares how much you bench, Zach?
Not me. Not Hermione. You.
John Sumrall. Golish is over here pressing W's.
And that's the Byron Brown element that can completely change this Auburn offense. We spent a long time in fall camp talking about the development of as a passer. We heard about the 70-yard touchdown, the Koger earlier in the week. We mentioned that earlier today as well. Now you get a 60-yard touchdown with his legs, and that's what makes defending this offense so difficult. 3,000 yards as a passer, 1,000 yards rushing last year. Only 13 players in college football history have done that. People are sleeping on Byron Brown, and let him continue to do so. Let him continue to do so. Please. Please. I'm begging you. Go ahead. One scrimmage doesn't tell us everything, though. Okay, I got it. I'm not overreacting. But a 60-yard touchdown from your starting quarterback against a defense we're expecting to be very good? Yeah, I'll take that coming out of the first scrimmage. I'll take that for sure. Alec McPherson, he's had went through a lot during his Auburn career. I think that's an understatement, but here we are. And now he's finally healthy. And apparently his leg is stronger than ever. Auburn's coaching staff has reportedly given McPherson the green light to attempt 60-yard field goals this season. And on the Barn Social Hour, Graham and Hunter explain why they could legitimately help Auburn win football games.
It's really cool. And like, we got to talk to him at the spring practice, the one that we got to go to earlier in March. Or when was that? Was it March? Am I tripping?
Yeah, late March, I think.
Maybe late March. Whenever, you know, I was like, you know, I asked him, I was like, how you feel, like, you know, health-wise, like, where you at? And he said, I feel better than I have the past few years. And, you know, they were talking about how much he's, you know, added muscle and everything. And then you see this today. And it's just like, it's really heartwarming if you're an Auburn fan, if I'm being quite honest, because you know that kicking the SEC is no... You know, it is not for the weak-hearted, and just to see him have the just tenacity to get after it, to get back on the field to a capacity to where in games he can kick 60-plus yarders. That's crazy. That's really cool.
I have a trust in a player to do that, too.
Yeah.
Most coaches would be like, yeah, no. Unless it's like to try to win a game and there's no other option. Like, you're not going to get a Hail Mary and like you think your kicker has a chance, then yeah, maybe you throw him out there. But like if they're like, hey, we're on the, you know, we're on like the 49, 50 yard line, let's just send McPherson out there. Let's see what he can, let's just see what he can do.
Yeah.
To be able to be like, yeah, our guy has that big of a leg. And also, like, I'm convinced that this football team this year is going to, this team's going to be in some battles. I don't think this team's going to, like, on a lot of their SEC schedule, at least going to, like, just absolutely clobber teams. I think they're going to be fighting hard, you know, to win games. Mm-hmm. And I really do truly believe that McPherson will win Auburn some of those games, whether it's a last minute field goal or like a last second field goal to win the game, or just, you know, consistently making field goals throughout the game to get points that puts Auburn just over the edge on another team to win a game. I really do think that this year in particular, McPherson's going to have a big impact and be hopefully a reason why Auburn has a lot of success.
I mean, look, if that's the case, it makes the comeback story even better. We already saw him at SEC Media Days. You know, it's fantastic. The story is amazing, but if he can come back stronger than ever, then it's not just a feel-good story. It is way more than that, and having a legitimate kicker that can have a 60-yard range, what that does for Auburn late in games, especially when you're playing tough SEC defenses, trying to get into the red zone, it's not always the easiest thing. There are multiple games I can think of off the top of my head just last year alone when the offense had a hard time extending drives. If they had a 60-yard field goal kicker, a couple of those games change in a different direction when it comes to the win-loss column for the Auburn Tigers. So for a team that could play and probably will play several close games in the SEC, this matters. This absolutely matters. Special teams can absolutely decide football games, and I'll even put a bold prediction out here and say at least one game will be decided by Alec McPherson this season. I'm going to put my stamp of, yes, that will happen. I'll plant my flag on that right now. So finally, the gang on Sunday night takes a look back at the full fall scrimmage, the first one for Auburn Tigers. What did we like? What did we hear? Well, let's break it down right here.
I want to get y'all's take on, I guess it's not even a take, how refreshing it is to hear that coming from a scrimmage, they literally tried to make it as hard as humanly possible on the offense. Having them take drives starting on the 1 yard line with, you know, manufactured sound being pumped in and doing everything that they could do to put them in strenuous situations. That's different. That's different than what we heard last year.
It reminds me of, I heard this story recently about the 1972 team, right? So 71 is Pat Sullivan, Heisman Trophy. 72, they changed the offense. Sullivan's gone, and they're going back to, I think, the I formation, and they're going to be more of a running team and a defensive team. Those practices were as hard as they could possibly be on the offense, starting with like taking guys into the boiler room at Beard Eves Coliseum, like the brand new Beard Eves Memorial Coliseum at the time, in the boiler room and wrestling and having these intense one-on-one, like tough man battles and telling the defense where the, like lining up behind the offense on the 2 yard line, pointing to the direction that the ball was going and telling the defense where they were going and saying, guys, we're practicing until you score. Kind of get that same vibe. Make it so difficult, like fail in August so you succeed in September, October, and November.
Yeah, I don't think – I can't really find a negative. The only negative I can come up with from that is like, does it ever get so hard that like you can't get anything done? You know what I mean? Like, and I'm sure they're aware enough to be able to throttle that here or there. But like, it's just such a change in narrative, and it does. I have no idea if it equates to wins. I keep saying that. Like, I have no idea if this means Auburn's offense is going to be way better or whatever. All I know is different. It's the complete opposite of the way we were doing things last year, and I think that's a positive thing.
There is plenty to look forward to the next couple of weeks as we prepare for the game against the Baylor Bears, and although it's not always positive, it doesn't mean that things aren't heading in the right direction. That's where I want to leave you today. There is plenty to be optimistic about, and that's what I'm going to continue to do every day here on the barn, especially right here on Coffee and Cornbread. Make sure you have a good week. Make sure you stick around and check out everything on the barn for the rest of the day. For the rest of the week, check out the 24/7 stream. You can hit us up on social media. Got plenty of Auburn coverage hitting the channel every single day. Thanks for pulling up a chair. We'll do it again tomorrow right here on Coffee and Cornbread.